Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Russia has now aligned itself with Syria and Iran to prepare an attack on Israel. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Remember last week we talked about the conversation between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Putin. When Putin called the Israeli Prime Minister, say, stand down as it relates to Syria. And they were actually shouting at each other over the telephone. The Prime Minister of Israel making the statement, we can't stand down, we must protect ourselves. Actually, he said it could possibly lead to war. We're going to have to go in. Russia means business. Israel means business. That doesn't look good.
Again, this type of tension between Israel and Russia is pretty new. Netanyahu personally has had a good relationship with Putin. Putin has not shown himself to be personally hostile to Israel in the past. So for them to get into a shouting match over this is a pretty big thing. Our listeners might remember that drone that they shot down about 10 days ago that had come from the T4 airbase in Syria into Israel. Well, it turns out it was an armed drone. Mm-hmm. It was not a surveillance aircraft. It was an armed drone on its way to attack Israel. Mm. That has never happened before where the Iranians directly have attacked Israel. So we are seeing a very, very significant increase in the tension between these two countries. And Iranian leaders believe they now have the weaponry that they produce mostly at home with help from North Korea, China, and Russia, that they now have the weaponry to be able to really do serious, serious damage to the state of Israel. And in that context, let's not forget, the 100,000 missiles that Hezbollah has gotten from Iran on Israel's northern border, the direct Iranian military presence in Syria, and to the south, the thousands and thousands of missiles in the hands of Hamas. So Iran believes that they've got the upper hand, and you know, we could see the beginnings of a hot war very soon.
Ken Timmerman revealing the alignment of Russia and Middle Eastern nations against the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel foretold the end-time scenario of an alignment of nations who will endeavor to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, Psalm 83 and verse 4. Ezekiel 38 and Daniel chapter 11 mention the nations, which includes Syria, Daniel 11:40, Russia, Ezekiel 38:2, and Iran, Ezekiel 38:5. Ken's report revealed that these nations are now in place to fulfill the prophetic scenario written 2,500 years ago by the ancient Jewish prophets Daniel and Ezekiel. Bible prophecy is about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...